Parshas Truma, the Parsha of the Mishkan, the Parsha of Hashros Hashchina, the High Alma, so many Parshias, Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakel Pekudei, an Arichus on Protim of exactly eight, Zohov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tetzura, the Mispar of exactly these Midois and these Shiurim, this amount of Tzemer and Tcheles and all that stuff is going to be punked the way how there's a symptom of Ashuras Hashchina Bahai Alma. The Ramban is mevor that the Yisoid of Mishkan is a lechatchila, it's a symptom of Maimon Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to be mitzamtzim in a certain oifen, the Maimon of Har Sinai, in this surah. Meidach, he said, in the Sifurna, there's Makaris and other Rishonim also. Then in the other Rishonim also with mevor that the Pshat is that the whole concept of Mishkan is a bidiyevet. What's the Pshat of a bidiyevet? The emes there was Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is the reason why there's a tzairach for Mishkan. What's the taich? The taich is, the Sifurna says like this. The emes before Chet HaEgel, the massive was, molei chol ha'aretz kevoidoi. There was no need, tzairach, that there should be a symptom of exactly a mokim for Ashuras Hashchina. There was a bechina of molei chol ha'aretz kevoidoi. Of the dafka la'achar Chet HaEgel, because of the darga that the velt is in, it's necessary that it should come to us situation of Mishkan in a tzimtzum of Baha'i Oifen. The emes is, there's a medrash in Shir HaShirim, Perakei, Bosi Legani, Achoisi Kalo, the medrash is Mevar, that the emes, in the beginning the Shechina was Taka B'toy Chagon, the Shechina was Taka Baha'i Alma, nor it goes through a process, there were seven Shlavim of Chet, from Adam Arishan, so it was Nisphalik, the Shechina, to one Rakia, Kayin, another Rakia, Enoish, Dor HaMabol, Dor HaMigdol, Sdoim, Mitzrayim, Bimei Avram is the spitz that the Oilam, that the Shechina went back up to the Shiva Rakim. And then there's a process of Fakert, of Hayrodas HaShechina Lahai Alma. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kehos, Amram, and finally Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayridai La'aretz. The process of bringing back the world into this Tikkun through the Shechina. Oh, but it's interesting, like we're saying, that the emes, the original surah of how the Shechina was supposed to be, was the bechina of Maloich al Aretz Kavoyde. I saw Meir de Kavort in the Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak from the Gaivid. He has a vort over there in the Hakdama to the Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak, revised. He says a vort that the Torah is not Chilosei B'Soifoy, that the beginning of the Torah is Mechubar to the end of the Torah. Everyone says Torah is like that, but he says Pshat Azeh. The emes is Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zivug, we know. And Nitzad, the beginning of that Zivug, by the Shvira Saluchois was a get. Kodesh Baruch Hu throws us a get. And Lechoyer, if you megarish us, and we went out to the Umas Ha'olam, it should be a beginning of Machzik Rushosa. He shouldn't be able to take us back. What's Taka, the Pisroin, that the Eivishter is able to take us back? He says, he gives a mashal, it's like if someone was Zayra get, the Chotzer. But the Sugi in Gittin says, if it's in his Chotzer, if it's in his chotzer, then it's not chal v'get, because it's in his chotzer. Bereshis bara elikim, es shemayim es haaretz, kol ha'olam kula is malay aretz kvoidoi. It's not able to be chal v'get. So taka, asher, le'enei kol Yisrael is the shvira saluchos. But why is it not a problem that Hashem can take us back? Because bereshis bara elikim, because malay kol ha'aretz kvoidoi, and it was zorik get, b'chatzeroi. That's what he says, that's the chibur of the two pshatim. Now, Lamaise, again, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzav over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, to make a symptom of Mokim HaShechina. Be'etzem, there's a lotion of the Pesik, the Chavetz Chaim, on the Torah brings it, the Pesik, it's a Medrash, it's a Chazal. It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Livnei Shloi Bayis, Nizdazeya Moshe. And he says, it's a lotion of a Pesik in the Breyalim, Haloi HaShemayim, Ushmei HaShemayim, Lo Yechal Kalucho. Heich Evne Bayis. The Eivish, the Kippi, Niklach, even in the whole, all the Shemayim. Onalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Lufi Koichi, not by my Musagin. Lufi Koicham. Safa call, I want Esrim Keresh B'tzof and Esrim Keresh B'dorim. They have to make a mokoyim, but it's Mebchina Sam, it's not Mebchina Ti. The whole Musag of in this world is our Yisyaksis Kwapi Nishchina. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Heich, Sagi, Belechem, Ve'eitzim, Kolachayas, Shel, Ve'oilam, Lo Yechal, Kalucha, Mitzad, Korbonis. Omer Lea Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loi Lufi Koichi, Yelo Lufi Koicham, Esakeves Echa Tase, Baboike, Esakeves Hashem, Yitase, Ben Arbaim. All I want is, in the Bechina of Klal Yisrael, that they should be able to give me Lufi what their Koich is. And the emphasis it says, "Va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham." The Al Shem Hakadosh writes, and there's others that quote. Some people think it's a Chazal, but there's a makar that v'soicham, v'soich kolechad ve'echad. That the emphasis that Ashuras Hashchina is supposed to be v'soich kolechad ve'echad. Yedua Hadvorim Hanisgovim Vanifloim of the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph Perek Ches, where he writes that the emes inside a Yid is the Kodesh Kadoshim. When Titus came and made a kilkel in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's nothing compared to what a Yid does, even with a Machshava Ra. A Hirra Veira, writes the Reb Chaim Volozhin, of a Yehudi, does more kilkel be'etzim into the Kodesh Kadoshim more than what Titus did kipshutai. Because, like Basco came out when Titus went in and said, Mayim Techunim Techanta. You ready? It was already Makokal. Klal Yisrael already was Makalkalit Agidei Chatoim, because the be'etzim is, the Shechanti is Besoicham. In the Besoichem is in the Besoich Kol Echad Echad, which has a Chiluk of Shechina Lekai Mimal. There's a Soi Niskov that the Tzura of this Simtzum HaShechina should be in a Gvisa Binyan with the Tzura, but the Etzim it's a Chetimtza to be Ashuras HaShechina B'teich Libam Shal Yisrael. I heard once a Taich, maybe a Gedda to understand what it means, there's a Musag of an embassy. An embassy is, the Pshat is you could be in one country, and in that country there's an embassy of a different country in the United States, but in the United States there's the French embassy, the Mexican embassy, if there still is the Israeli embassy, it's a bit different. The embassy, when you walk into an embassy, you're not al-pi-chok, al-pi the rules. You're not in that country anymore. You're in the country that is represented by the embassy. Tell that to Pollard. It should work. You go into the embassy, it's a different mitzvah. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is an embassy of Shamayim. It's not Bahai Alma. It's a Mokoyim Miyud. It's the embassy that represents Shemayim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asora Nisim Nasul Avisein Beis HaMikdash. Nisim in the voice. What's the Ta'avan? The Nisim in the voice. The Pshat is because you're not in a regular place anymore. Sai Mishkan, Sai Mikdash. The Pshat is when you go in there, you're in a different Mokoyim. Now, to go through Dorch the Sugi of Mishkan, Be'etzim would be interesting. What's the Nekuda, Nekudim are causes of Mishkan? There's so many Pratim. But if you want to go teeth around to the Nekuda Merkazis, what's licked in the Nekuda Merkazis of Mishkan? Even in the Nekuda Merkazis of Mishkan, there's three things. We know Yisrael v'Oiraisa v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu. Yisrael v'Oiraisa v'Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Chut HaMeshulash. Yisrael v'Oiraisa v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. On one hand, the Shoirish of Mishkan is Ashuras HaShchin, is Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, what is near the Oroin, Luchos, Torah? And be'emes, what did the Rabbanu Shlalom want? Isha sher yidvenu liboy, because Rachmana liba boy, Rachmana wanted, the Rabbanu Shlalom wants the lave, kol echad ve'echad, v'shachanti besoich kol lave shal echad ve'echad, and he wants the nidvas lave of every echad. So the nidvas lave of every yochad is mechavent, that should be toira and ashras hashchina in the Mishkan. So be'etzem, in the Mishkan, look, the nekuda merkazis is on this mishulish, on this triangular nekuda of ashras hashchina, b'toira al yidei libon shal Yisrael. That's what's licked in the Mishkan. Now we know also, the Medrash calls the Mishkan a Kiton Echad. It represents a Zivug between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that, we spoke about this in other parashas, there was the MS2 Zivugim. There's a Zivug, there's a Bechina of Zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chassan and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. And there's a different zivug that Klal Yisrael is the chasson and the Torah is the kala. And it's not a stira, there's two different ma'arachot. But the Sfarim explained that the etzem this marechet of the zivug and the kedushin and the nesuin, it's all here, be'emes in the Mishkan. They say that the kesef kedushin with the bashefer was bizas hayam, the shtar is the luchois, and the yichud, the bia, is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the mokin. The pasuk says in Melachim, by Yoshia Melech, when he was hidden because his grandmother was going to kill him until he was 7 years old, he was hidden, his aunt hid him, in the Chadar Hamitos, the pasuk says. And Chazal tells us it means in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the bedroom, is the Chadar Hamitos, Loshon of the pasuk. There was also a chuppah, there was Kafalim Har Kigigis, but there was a process, there was Ketzef Kedushin, there was Shtar, and there was Bia, was the Mishkan. It's very interesting. The Haflaw in the Hakdoma writes that in this process of the Zivug of Klal Yisrol, the emes is there was Taka Kesef of the Bizas Hayam, and there was Kedushin. And then there was Luchos. Then Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. And the emes Chazal say, Yashar Koicha Sheshibarta, because Azoi, by breaking them, now they're a Pnuya. It wasn't Eishas Isha Zinsa. The fact, Azoi, the Chet Eidl would have been considered an Eishas Isha Zinsa, but the fact that you broke the Luchos, Asom kipnuya, ye yasher koicha shashibar, the frekta flo. But they were already eshesish. The kesef kedushin. And the bizas hayam was the kesef kedushin. It's already eshesish. What does it help? What does it help to break the luchos? Says the haflo, that in a chanami, the bizas hayam was the kesef kedushin. But it was Kesef Kedushin Al Tanai. And since it was Al Tanai, the Tanai was Sheyiskavu LaTorah. By Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas, it's Ois Tanai. It's Ois Tanai, it's Bittel Al Tanai, the Mela, the Nara Reisha Sish. That's what was Matzel then. The Shviras Al Luchas represents that there's a Bittel Al Tanai and the Mela, the Nara Makudish. Then, as I say, that's always the Pshat. Aaron tells them by the Cheta Egel, Lemi Zohav, which means who has gold to bring. He was telling them, no, Lemi Zohav, who has gold? You have gold from the Bizas Hayam. But you can't give it to Cheta Egel. If you're going to give it to Cheta Egel, it's not yours, because it's Mizbar that it's not yours. So the Emes HaShtayim now continues. So how did they become Rima Kodesh? The original Bizas Hayam, which was the Kesef Kedushin, and the original star of the Chup of the Luchas, the star of the Luchas. But that's Ois, Nishbar HaLuchas. The Tanai is Mizbatel, so where's the Kedushin? So the Haflog Rada learned in his Mahalach, he says it was Chuppah of Kopalei Markigigis, and he says even though Chuppah is Nisuin Oysen, not Erisin, but if you're holding in the Sugya, the whole reason the Gemara says, Betzim Rafuna says Chuppah should make Kedushin from a Tzarashova, a Kalvachoyma, from Kesef Shtar and Bia. The Gemara says, Malah Kesef Shtar and Bia Shekein Bal Korchoy. Chuppah is not Bal Korchoy. Yeah, Abazok Taflo, the Chuppah of the Bashefer here is Bal Korchoy. So Azah Chuppah is able to make Kedushin. And that's the flaw, that's what he says. So it was really the Kedushin. But I think there's another Mahalach. It's based on the Alshich and other Achroyim say this. I saw the Shev Shmaitza in the Hakdoma. In the Hakdoma, the Shev Shmaitza, the Zagarat the Shtiklach. And other Achroyim, because I'm sorry if it talks about this in art. I'm Rabbi Yonasan Ivish. It's very interesting Mahalach, and I think it works within the scheme of things. There was the original Kesef Kedushin of the Bizas Hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Kedushin. But now that was Nizbakel, because it was a Tanai. And that was Yasher Koycha Shashibarta, that did not Eshetish. So what remakes the Kedushin? The Teretz is, it says, V'yikhu li Truma. We give Truma to the Mishkan. No, but we're talking about the Zivug of Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosin. So what's V'yikhu li Truma? V'yikhu li Truma is Hanoas Adam Choshuv. There's a Zah Musig of Kesef Kedushin that it works with Hanoas Adam Choshuv, that the Kala gives to the Chosin, and the essence fact that the Chosin is willing to accept the Kedushin is Kesef Kedushin of Hanoas Adam Choshuv. The Yikhu li Truma is the Kesef Kedushin. Then the Mishkan itself is going to be the Bia. But the Kesef Kedushin, take two, originally was the Bia Zayah, but that was this battle because of the Cheta Egel. Now we have Mishkan. The Yikhu li Truma, giving the Truma, is a Kesef Kedushin of Hanoas Adam Choshuv. As I said, the Alshich, he says, that's why you need Amira. Normally you don't need Amira but of the Kala, but by Hanos Adam Choshev, you need Amira of the Kala also. So Moshe and Aaron say, he noyim Hashem alikeinu aleinu, that's the Amira who, Amrahi. Amrahi of the Kedushin, that it's able to be Chali, the Kesef Kedushin, Zot Veshev Shmaitza. Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha, V'yikhu Li, Li is Lashmi. Why does it have to be Lashma? Tzedakah could be given without Lashma. What does it mean? There's a lot of Torah. What does it mean, V'yikhu Li Lashmi? Says Veshev Shmaitza in the Akdama. Because he brings the Bach in Simuk of Tani that says that by Hanos Adam Choshev, Hanos Adam Choshev doesn't work with the Matana Manaslachas. Hanos Adam Choshev needs a Matana Muchlet. The Kala has to give the Chosin a Matana Muchlet, not a Matana Manaslachas. The Kala gives the Chosin, even if he's very big Adam Choshev. A Matana Manaslachas, that doesn't work. So it can't be Vyikhuli Matana. What's Matana Manaslachas by the Bashefer? Al Manas Sheyichye Bini, Al Manas Sheyetzadik, Al Manas. No, that won't work, because over here it's triggering off. The Yitchuli is going to be making the Kedushin. For that it has to be Lashmi. It has to be not Almanas Lahafsa, not to get something in return. Then it's able to be Kesef Kedushin of the Zivik between Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Etzem that Arizal writes, that the MS is, we have Erisin, we're speaking about now, we have Erisin and Nisuin. He says, Klal Yisrael, he explains, Klal Yisrael, the word Yisrael, the outer letters of Yisrael are Yud and Lamed, Yisrael. The outer letters are Yud and Lamed. The inner letters are Shin, Resh, Aleph, Asher. Explains the Arizal. The outer letters are Li, Yud, Lamed. Yud is the smallest letter, Lamed is the largest letter, and it represents the Erisin between the Bashefer, which is Kol Yochol, and the Pintaliyid, the Klal Yisrael. Lamed, Yud. Hareyat Mekudeshes, Li. By Kedushin, you say Li. Because Li is the outer, the Erisin is the outer Heketh of the Chibur that was starting to make a Chibur. Then there's Chuppah. Then there's the Nesuin. The Nesuin is Asher. We've spoken about this before, but Asher is 501. Gematria, Ramach Evorim of the Chosin, and the Ranab Evorim of the Kala. And Pru Ravu is also Gematria 501. So is the Tzachadash Bachav, and lots of other things, but we spoke. But the Pshat is that Asher represents Taka the Pnimi, the Nesuin. So again, the Li, Yisrael, is Li. The outside is the Erisin. The big Lamed with the Klein of Yud, the Pintel of Yud, and then to go more Bifnim, you go to Asher. Rabbi say, it's Mefurish in the Parsha. V'yikhu li Truma, me'ez Kalish Asher, Yidvenu Libay. In the binyan of the Mishkan, you have the Li and the Asher. And the same by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Ba'atem Tiyu, Li, Mamlechet Koyin and the Goy Kodesh, Eilah Hadvarim, Asher, Tidaber Al Bnei Yisrael. Side by Mishkan, inside the Matan Torah, you have the Tzuras Hadvarim of Li, the outer letters of Yisrael, 40 days, Kabbalah Sefer, and the Asher, the 501. But by the Shviras Haluchais, we explain, Va'ata Hanichu Li, Hashem says, leave me alone. He didn't break the Asher. He broke the Li. They have to do it again. Kesef of the Nidvas HaMishkan. But the Shvira of the Luchas was a Shvira on the Chelik of the Li. Lagabi the Zivig of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Asuli Mikdosh, we're now starting a process of a mitzvah that's going to be a binyan, which is not only talking about Mishkan, it's the remes for the other ones also of this Mishkan Shiloi, and then there's Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. It's all going on Mokam Ashiyitchar, Menucha, Venachla, that all these places, Va'asuli Mikdash is going on all these different places. I saw brought down from Rav Shamshon of Shapolya, but I have a stickle of a problem with the Cheshbin. He says a fascinating thing. He says, Noiv Givoin Shiloy and Yerushalayim is Gematria 1130, 1130, 1130. Noiv, Givoin, Shiloh, and Yerushalayim is 1130. Who had been? It says, B'mokam Asher Yivchar. The inner letters of Yivchar, you spell out the Yud, Vav, Dalid, Beis, Yud, Tov. Not with the outside letter, the inner letters is 1130. And he says, it comes out that's the amount of years that there was Mishkan and Mikdash. The problem is, if you count the first Mikdash, the second Mikdash, Shiloh, Givoin, Gilgal, all the years that there was Mishkan and Mikdash is 1130. The problem is, it's not 1,130, it's 1,310. I don't know, there's like a dyslexic mistake over here. The gematria is 1,130. The amount of years is 1,310. The number's kleptichnish. You have to work it out. B'chol eifin. V'asuli mikdosh zokter abeinu b'chayev. The inyan of Beis HaMikdash is be'etzem to boy the person, the tzura of a person is ramach. Ramach evarim. From now, from the beginning of Truma, until way at the end of my Fakude, when the Pasuk says, Kain Osa, it says the Lashon of Asiya, Vayasu, Vayas, 248 times. That's the entire binyan of the process of building the Mishkan. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, brings down the halachas of binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah's essay over here, is binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's mitzvah tzadi hei in the chinuch. The Rambam brings the halacha. Ein boiner es hamikdash b'layla. Shenemar. Uviyoyim hokem es hamishkon. Viyoyim ekim imoysev. Aloi b'layla. V'oifkin b'binyona mi aloi sashachar atzei sakechovim. You have to know, why not? L'chayri l'chadchili, you should wait for Nates. Lo shamanu. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he hasn't, on Zeroyim, he has Derech Emunah, but on the Kochim Rambam, he started now a series, he didn't finish yet, but he started, it's on Beis HaBechira, and the Derech Chochma, it's called. So in it's a Mishnah Berurah style pirush on the Rambam. He asks, well, this should be lechatchila from Neitz, lo reinu. That's mashma lechatchila. It's not from Alois, but Hakabonim is from Alois till Teisa Kechovim. V'hakol chayovim levnoisel l'sad echod anoshim v'noshim kemikdash amidbar. And then he says, "Lois the ain binyan beis hamikdash doicha shabbos v'yomtiv." So lechayr all the achronim ask interesting kasha. The Rambam in the same halacha, Perek Aleph halacha Yud Beis, paskins that binyan beis hamikdash is not noig balaylo. He also paskins that there's no binyan beis hamikdash b'shabbos v'yomtiv. And in that same halacha, he says, women are chayiv, and the kash is obvious. It's l'chayra, mitzvah sefesh, as man groma. It's as man groma, because it's not noeg balayla. It's as man groma, because it's not noeg on Shabbos and Yomtiv. If it's as man groma, noshim should be potter. Kach, hikshu, harbe, achroinim. Let's just speak out a few basic concepts. First of all, Agabi, this that it's not noeg on Shabbos is very simple. It's already kvar kadamnu, the marit, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Shara Melech, and many gedolei achroinim say, Micah is a classic dogma, the mitzvah of Vasisa Micah Legagecha. The Gemara says it's an example of a mitzvah that's not done on Shabbos. And the kash is, you can't build a Micah on Shabbos. It should be Zman Groma, because you don't make a Micah on Shabbos. And the Teretz is, they call it a Lashon, the Achronim use the Lashon, Arya de Reviale, Miniat Study, the Hainu, I'll use a Zal Lashon. Hilchis Micah says, build me on Shabbos also. Hilchis Shabbos says not to. But it's not Mikvah Hilchis Micah. Hilchis Micah is not Mubbub with Man. It's not that Hilchis Micah is only 6 days a week. There's another nusach that the mic is there on Shabbos. You don't build it on Shabbos, but it's got to be there. But I'm talking about even in the Asiyas Micah. Micah says build me on Shabbos. Shabbos says not to. Kamoi can base on Mikdash. It's not Nidine based on Mikdash that it's not Noeg on Shabbos. But that leaves us with the other chelik that is a kasha. that there's no binyan beis hamikdash balayla, so why is it not considered a zman groma als layla? The Menachas Chinuch wants to say, because b'diyevet, if you did build it balayla, it's not, you don't have to be like, break it, you don't have to be ha'iris v'choyze v'boyne. The Stipler in Shavuos in Kilas Yaakov has a shtickle, he wants to say that maybe the hachonis, the actual building maybe is not balayla, but the hachonis and the preparations of the chomer gelim, of the things that you're preparing, that could be done at night, and maybe that's enough to be considered that it's not zman groma. There's other turuts in Tori, even as a malach, Rabbi Kveger. I once wanted to say a chiddush, you have to be boydik if it's true. The Rambam's lashon is ve'echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim chayovin kemikta shebemidbar. I would say a chiddush. You talk right, it's a zman groma, it's not noyig balayla, and therefore it's a zman groma. But there's an exception to the rule. There are mitzvahs esay shah zman groma that noshim are chayiv. Maybe this is an exception to the rule. Like the Rambam says, Noshim Chayobis Kemikta Sheva Midbar. In the Midbar, we know that they were Chayib. It says, Noshim Tavu Esa'izim. So it's an exception to the rule. It's Taka Zman Grama, but it's Minahek that they're Chayib. It's a nice try, but the problem is that the Rambam, in the Chesavai Dezor, Ferek Yedbez, Alocha Gimel, when he says the famous rule of the Klal of Mitzvah Esish as Man Grama, and brings Ba'arichus, the Rishima of Mitzvahs that are exceptions to this rule, he doesn't bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash as an exception, as a zman groma that noshim are doch chayiv. He doesn't bring it over there. It's a pretty stark dichoy on this attempted teretz.
The
what? Yeah, that noshim also maybe would work. Yeah. The lashon of Mishkan, we have Mikdosh and we have Mishkan. Mishkan, the Gemara says, an erev and Mishkan, ikri Mikdosh, Mikdosh, ikri Mishkan. But what does it mean, Mishkan? On one place there's a chazal that the reason it's called Mishkan is actually referring to the Mikdosh. It's a mashkoin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machal hamotzi al etzim babonim. In the end, when he was supposed to destroy it by the korbanos of the Mikdosh ends up being a mashkoin. In other places, I saw that the yisoid of Mishkan means it's a mechina of mashcheini acharecha narutza, to break away from the bounds of gravity, bechlal, to be able to go be nimshach, to be nimshach after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talked about kinyan meshicha, kinyan hagbo. There's an inyan of that a person is nimshach after the bashefra yidei the Mishkan. Another Rambam, Hilchos Beis Abchir, interesting. The Rambam brings in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. He talks about the Mizbeach. We have later in the parasha, but he talks about the Mizbeach. He says, Misoyris biyad akoil, shehamokim shebona by David ushloim ha-mizbeach, begoyron ha-roin ha-yevusi, hu ha-mokim shebona by Avram ha-mizbeach, ve-okar olav Yitzchok, ve-hu ha-mokim shebona by Noyach kishiyotza men ha-teva, ve-hu ha-mizbeach shehikrav olav Kain ve-hevel, u-boy hikrav Adam ha-rishan kishenivro, when Adam was nivro, the Gemara says in Avoy Dezor, that he was makrav a carbon. One-horned tar. The Gemara says, "Umishom nivra, amru chachamim adam and koim afrei nivra." The hainu that the mokem amikdash is the same mokem as the mizbeach of Avraham, Noach, Kain, Adam, Arishan, Atzmoi is the mokem of that mikdash. So, interesting story, the hekshar to this. Interesting ma'isa. We'll give a hakdama to the ma'isa. Mizok diber that Reb Chaim. He would never paskin. Reb Chaim, and there was a dying of risk. Reb Chaim would paskin. Reb Chaim would ask Reb Sim Chazelig for a psak. So he asked Reb Sim Chazelig, he says he wants to start being noyig to do only two matzahs. Azoy is the minig of the Rambam, the Goyim. And he wants to do Klal Yisrael, Arizal, does three matzahs, yeah? Anyone here doesn't do three matzahs? Klal Yisrael does three matzahs. Reb Chaim told Reb Sim Chazelig, he wants to do be the Rambam, be the Goyim, two matzahs. So Reb Sim Chazelig said, no, we do three matzahs because Azoy held Rashi. He said, Velicha Rashi. He said, Rashi was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. A famous Rishon, Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam has a piyut that we say that on Shabbos HaGodol. I don't know who says the piyut, but there's a piyut in the Siddur from Shabbos HaGodol from a Halakha Rishon, Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, the Rebbe of the Rebbe of Rashi. And in the piyut from Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, it says, Mefurish, three matzahs. So Rashi helped three matzahs. We don't, that's from Rashi. And Abkan, that was the psak. Reb Chaim wanted to switch to two matzahs because of the Goyim and the Rambam. He said, name, Rashi's up dry. Velicha Rashi, the piyut from Yosef Tevel. Jumped ahead 7 years later. Brisker Rav is a kleinikint. And Reb Chaim asks the Rav, his son, he asks him, how many mizbeach did Avram build? In the parashah, some voracious. Give me a faher. Vifel mizbechos Avram Avinu. So the Rav writing into the claim came. He said, four. He said, how do you know four? He said, it's a Rashi in Balak. What says? In Balak, it says that Balak made seven mizbechos, and Bayal all of seven mizbechos. Rashi says, four keneged Avram. Avram built the mizbeach in Basel, and in make the cheshbon in Beisel, in Aloy Moire, in Don, and then they have the Akeda. Four mizbechos, and then Yitzchok one, and Yaakov two. Sach hakol seven mizbechos. But Rashi states four mizbechos from Avram. So don't you think a friend? Who states four mizbechos? Rashi. He says Geizog Reb Simcha Zelig. Go tell Reb Simcha Zelig that I asked you how many mizbechos Avram Avinu built, and tell him you told me four. I asked you how do you know four? Because Rashi. Ma come on. Look at the piyut. This is all hidden. Look at the piyut in Rabbi Yosef Tevelim. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim says, why do we put? He says three matzahs. He does. But is that Rashi Shita? Because he says, why do we put the mezuzah? They used to put the dam on the mashkot and the two mezuzahs. Keneged the three mizbechos that Avraham Avinu built. No, Rashi said there's four mizbechos. Okay, it's a machloikus. Rashi doesn't hold like Yosef Tevelim. If Rashi doesn't hold like Yosef Tevelim, that Rashi says four mizbechos, Yosef Tevelim says three. So it could be that Rashi is masking the two matzahs. What is the raya? That's what he meant to chapter of Simcha Zelig. Over the mice, the gufa kasha. What's the pshat? Rashi says four mizbechos. The teretz is poshet. The other three mizbechos Avraham Avinu taka built. And he's talking about how many mizbechos Avraham Avinu built. The one of the Akeda in Rambam Shteta. Avraham Avinu didn't build it. It was already from Odom, Kayin, Noyah. It's not a mizbechos. So on one hand, Rashi's correct. There were four mizbechos. Balak makes cheshbonis. It's connected four mizbechos of Avraham. Oh, but the emes, there was only three. Because the mizbech of Akeda is a mizbech that was already hooked on, it was ready from the times of Odin, from Noyah Fakul. For Osuli Oroin. Oroin's up the Balaturim is a lashon of Oiron. Klal Yisrael goes al pi Oiron of the Oroin. But on the other hand, it's also the same letters as Noira. Because a Torah is Be'etzim, it's Eish Oichelis, it's frightening. It's Oiron. It's the same thing with a Gachelis. There's a famous maral on a Gachelis. That on one hand, the Gachelis is, you can get the whole light and the heat and all the good things from it, but on the other hand, the Gachelis itself burns. The same thing with the Torah. You have to know how to be Mesiachis, Bekoivid Arosh, Klapi the Torah. The Ramban says, though, V'osu Oroin, V'osu was Lashin Yochid. He says, why Lashin Yochid? Because everyone has to do something for the Oroin. Different people donated different things, but everyone has to do something for the Oroin. How does everyone do something for the Oroin? Listen to a Lashin of the Ramban. Ramban says, either Yisnadav Ktsas Zohov, or Yazar LeBitzalel, I guess you help Bitzalel out physically, or Yichavnu B'dover. What's this third option of Yechavnu Bedover? I heard once a pshat, from God, the Taichas Azeh. You could have someone that donated Nechoshes, and he had in mind the Klal that the Nechoshes should be for the Kali Achotzer, I don't know, for something else. Or but he should be Mechavin, to realize, what's the Iker? What's the Iker of Mishkan? The Iker of Mishkan is Oren. So how is everyone, every Yochad has a Shakas to Oren? Either you attack and donate gold, or you help the Bitzalel, or no, you donate Nechoshes, you do an Anderazah. Or but you Mechavnu Bedover, you Mechavin that you realize that the Yesoy is Taka Oren. Since I saw Remez, the Chidah brings. The Gemara says in Brachos, there'll be a tira for a minion, Tisha v'Oroin mitzarfim. Right? Nine people could be a minion. Why? Tisha v'Oroin. Oroin means the place where you keep the Sefer Torah, the Oroin. Not the Oroin of the Mishkan, the Oroin. Tisha v'Oroin mitzarfim, says the Chidah, there's a remez. Why? Oroin is Rosh HaTevis, Echad Roya v'Einai Nira. That's Oroin. That's why he could be the tenth for the minion. You have Tisha. V'Oroin, Oroin is Zok the Chidah, Rosh HaTevis, Echad Roya v'Einai Nira. On top of the Oroin, you have the Kruvim. It's very interesting. The Torah gives the midos of the Oron. The Torah gives the midos of the Kapoiris even. The Torah doesn't tell us the shear of the Kruvim. The Torah doesn't say. I heard a Taich. The Kruvim represents the Ava between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kruvim of Urim Zebezeh, it's the Spitz Dugma of the Ava Shebein Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Zivuv. That doesn't have a Mido. That doesn't have a Gvul. That Nakuda doesn't have a Mido or Gvul. Or the emesis that we know, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that on one hand it says that the Kruvim were Pneim Ishalachiv. On the other hand, it says, "Upneim el habayis." We're talking about the Kruvim Shlomo Melech, those big Kruvim in the base. But it says that there was a matzah that the Kruvim were looking at each other, and the Kruvim were looking at the Pnei Habayis. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, it all depends. Kan ve'oisim ritzoyni shalmokim, kan ve'einoisim ritzoyni shalmokim. May I suggest that this was not just two statuses that they could be looking at each other or away. It's like a clock. It could be at hundreds of angles. Meaning, at any given moment, the Klal Yisrael, boifim klali and boifim proti somehow in the matzah of Klal Yisrael, Klapi the Bashefer, was gauged, was measured at the oifen of how the Kruvim are Mechavni Ahadodi or not Mechavni Ahadodi. Of course, the famous kash is that it says in the Gemara that when the Umois came in and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they saw that the Kruvim were Urim Zebezel. Why are the Kruvim Urim Zebezel? The Spitz Dugma of Einois and Ritzayin Shalmokam. There's many truths. I heard once a nice teretz. Pshat is, there's a relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that relationship could have its ups and downs, and it's Mechavn Pneim and not Mechavn Pneim. But when the Umais are coming and looking at it, Klapi, the Umais, Klapit umayis klal Yisrael is always at the spitz darga. The Amon and Moav is looking at it now. No. Then avada klapit them avada. It's may oilam biad oilam in any situation. It's klal Yisrael's klal Yisrael's darga. It says shulchan hatohar. The shulchan of course had the lechem aponim on it from week to week. It was a korban mincha that was hukrav on Shabbos. They would be makdir the bezichin, and the haktoras bezichin is the matir for this mincha. Then they would give out chalukas lechem aponim to the kohanim on each Shabbos, and on each Shabbos it was cham, it was hot and fresh, like from the beginning of the week. That was one of the nisim. But the Gemara says shulchan ator. There's a whole sugi in the end of Chagiga, how and in which oifin, and what was the details of how they would be toivel the shulchan in case it became tameh. It says shulchan ator mechlal diika tameh. How does it become tameh? The emes is the shulchan its first time on stage became tameh on the shmini lamiluyim nodav and aviu. The Thomas Oil right away it became tummy that first time. But it's interesting, I saw a part from the Panim Yofis from the Hafloh. He says it's before there in the Gemara Chagiga they would be toivel the Shulchan in the Amas HaMayim that was in the Mikdash. He had to be toivel in the Mikdash. He says, what's the Hadgosh? You have to be toivel in the Mikdash. So he says a fascinating idea. He says, Be'emes is a shtikl shayla. Every week they would put the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, and it's hot. And it's a Kli Rishon, it's a Gush, Dover Gush. It's hot, Mamish Reiteach. So it's nivla into the shulchan, and l'chara the next week when you put the new chalas, it still has bliya from the week before's, and that's noiser. It's noiser. It has bliya of noiser. Kli, you have to. It has the bliya of the week before. So he says no, it's not a problem. He says a chiddush. He says there's a din. The same way there's a din. Roishish ain lina, but roishish shal mizbeach. There's a din that if you bring a korban up, it's all sugim zochim zvochim. If you bring the korban up on the mizbeach, there's no lina. It can stay on the roishish shal mizbeach for a long time. So he says, well, then the mokam shulchan itself, the shulchan itself is not, there's no lina al rosh shel shulchan. So the fact that this bli is from the previous week's chal is not a problem. He says, yeah, but if you're going to take the shulchan out to be toivel it, then the bli is yotza. On yotza, there's no teretz, there's a psul yotza. And then it's going to be a problem. You're going to put the next week's chal and it's going to have bli from psul yotza of last week's chal. That's already a problem. So they had to make sure to be toivel the shulchan dafka in the mokam mikdash. The Ibn Ezra brings over here that the Oirech HaYurias was 28. That's Keneged Koyach. And he says it's Keneged the 28 Machanes of the Levana. The Pshat is because we know the Levana has a cycle of 30, but it's less than 30. Because Mamash at the Moilet, it doesn't exist Bechlal. So the Etzim is 28 stages of the Levana. That's why in Kehelis also it says Eis Lezeh. There are 28 Itim mentioned in Kehelis. It's Keneged the 28 Itim. There are 28 Shlavim of time. There's 28 letters in the first pasuk of Bereshis, 28 Pirkei Etzbois on a hand of a person. That's the koyach. On the other hand, the krushim is the moyach. Why? Because the krushim, there were 48 krushim, connected to 48 neviim, connected to 48 mishmeres kahuna vilavia. That's the koyach and the moyach. That's munach in the mishkan. Bezalel was the one that was given the soidness, and he knew how to be mechaber and create ma'ase shemayim va'aretz, brias shemayim va'aretz, and he's the one that's given the wind to make the mishkan. Because Asiyas HaMishkan also is a tremendous, fascinating concept of making a Bria. And it's not a coincidence that the Lamed Tes Melochos of Bria, of Shabbos, Shabbos is a Shavisa of Melochos, of how Hashem created the world. The Tzura of making the Mishkan is done with those Lamed Tes Melochos. From there we don't know what not to do on Shabbos, but the Lamed Tes Melochos of Shabbos is expressed in the Tzura of the Avodas HaMishkan. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Ayin, a remez, how do you know there's dafka 39 malachas? It says, Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael, Eila hadvarim. So Rashi over there says, Eila's 39. How is Eila 39? So actually the Yerushalmi says, because the hey could switch with a ches. So if the hey switches with a ches, so that's 39. But Rashi says, no, it's Eila is 36. Plus it says, dvarim hadvarim. So that's another 3. And that's the remez for 39 malachas. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin. But there's another Gemara. In Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes. Listen carefully to the Cheshbon. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes. What's the Makar that there's 39 Malachas, Arboyim Chaser Achas? Can I get the 39 times that it says Malacha, Malachtoi, Malachas in the Torah? It says the word Malacha, Malachas, Malachtoi 39 times in the Torah. Can I get the 39 times that it says Malacha, Malachas, Malachtoi, there's various forms of the word Malacha. That's the Makar for 39 Malachas because it says Malachas, Malachtoi 39 times. Fret the Gemara! It says it 40 times. Zokti Gemara, no, there's one that doesn't count. Which one doesn't count? So the Gemara has a machloikas. One man, the Omer says, that by Yosef Atzadit, it says, Vayovoi habaisa lasois melachtoi. And there's a shayla. Does it mean he came to do his job? Or Rahman al-Sun, it means he came to do the chait. With Eishas Petifar. So that's totally whether it means a lashon of malacha. If it means he came to do the chet, then it's not a lashon of malacha. Me'idach, he said, there's another pasuk. V'hamalacha hoisa dayim v'hoisa in Vayakel. It says, v'hamalacha hoisa dayim. Does it mean malacha or does it mean the donations? That all the donations were already finished. So the Gemara says, one of those two pasukim means malacha. And one of them doesn't. If both don't mean malacha, then there's only 38 malachas. Which there is, the Man of Yomer, Isi ben Yehuda, the Gemara Shabbos brings that Isi ben Yehuda holds that there's only 38 malachas. And we don't know which one he doesn't hold of. But where's the Makar of Isi ben Yehuda's 38? Because he holds in both of these places, malacha doesn't mean that. Then as I saw a beautiful word, it says, Vayaret ha'agolois Yaakov, and listen to this, Yaakov Avinu says, Vaytechi ruach Yaakov Avinu, he sees the agolois. What's the agolois? The agolois that the brother sent, it says in the Medrash, the agolois represent the agolois that the Nesiim donated the agolois. And why did the Nesiim donate the agolois? Because everything else was already donated. How do you know everything else was already donated? V'hamalacha ha'isadayim. V'hamalacha ha'isadayim. Oy bazoi from the agolois I chapped that v'yobi ha'beis alasis malachtoi over there. Because v'hamalacha ha'isadayim means that the donations were finished, not malacha. The donations were finished. And then that's why the Nesim had to bring the Agolas. So it means Malachtoi, not Chas v'Shalom Chet. So Yaakov Avinu says, Vayaras o Agolas, and he chaps that the Nesim, that v'hamalocha yisadayim means malocha, v'atechi, ruach Yaakov Avinu, that Rachman al-Aslan Yosef didn't do a chet. And that's how the Gemara bedik the ground, makes the cheshbon if it says Malachtoi 40 times, but really it's only 39 times. Either you knock out v'hamalocha yisadayim, or v'yomi habayis alasis Malachtoi. Frequentizes Yontif in Mesech Shabbos Perak Zayin over there in the Mishnah of Klal Godel of our boy Mavis Malachis. If you count the amount of times it says Malach in the Torah, it says it about 65-70 times it says the word Malach. The Gemara is Mamish on the dot, 30, 39, 40, one taking one out. Isi ben Yehuda. Much more. Harvey Dioi Nishpach of that. I saw once an interesting pshat that you don't count the times that it says Malach when it's in reference to Yontif. If you take out all the times that it says in the Torah, it could be about Shabbos, or it could be Sam, like Vayavi Lachish Malachtoi. Those are all into the system of the 40. But the Mesuyim, it's talking about Yomtiv, that's not in the Cheshbon. And I saw someone went through a whole Arichas, he worked out all the different Sukkim, and he's still off by one. So he said he has an Eitzah. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Emor, it says, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Malachu Vayoyim Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosim. Tashvis, that's going in the beginning of the Moyadim. It says, Ey, Moyadesh, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Malachu, which is Shabbos. And then it talks about the Moyadim. So there's a famous verse from the Goyim. The Goyim says that this pasuk, what's it doing in the parsha of the Moyadim Shabbos? Look, the Goyim, no. Sheshes Yomim Tasim Malachu Vayichol Nefesh, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shavuos, and Pesach, 2 days. You can do Malachu. Uvayim Ashvi, on Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos. And that's what it's doing in the parsha of the Moyadim. It's not a pasuk that's talking about the Algemeiner Shabbos, regular Shabbos. It's talking about Yom Tiv. 6 days of Yom Tiv, you can do Malachu of Vayichol Nefesh. Also, this is a pasuk about Yontif. It's a pasuk about Yontif. It's not in the Cheshbon. It's a riot to the Goyim. And that's how we'll have it worked out perfectly. That is going to be exactly 39 malachas. We're holding in Chodesh Adar. Be'ezer Hashem, next week will be, Tainus Esther will be a shir on the Nyonim of the Yoima. Less Parshas Tetzaveh, more Nyonim Purim, the Megillah, the Chadoyma. But just in Akuda, there's a Gemara in Beitza, Dach Tesvav. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Ha'roitze she'yiskaimu nechosov. If someone wants to have a kiyam for his nechosim, advice to get kiyam for your nechosim. Yita behen ador. Shenemer ador b'morim Hashem. Rashi explains that a person could have a sodeh, but in the sodeh, it's not such a gavaldik like a sodeh, but if he plants a certain tree called an ador tree, it's a certain kind of a tree, that tree gives a chashivas, the whole sodeh now is nikras al shloi. Suddenly he's misroimim and misgaber, and gets a whole chashivas. The Marshova that brings from the Oruf that Adar means the meaning of giving tzedakah. And that's what it means. Aber Ulai, to suggest what the Gemara means, HaReitza Sheyiskayimu Nechosav Yita Ben Adar. Everyone has different Nechosim of them. Retzach B'nei Torah. If they're not busy with other Nechosim that they have, I don't know, on eBay, face. So HaReitza Sheyiskayimu Nechosav, what's a person's Nechosim? Ben Torah's Nechosim. Cheshvin, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat. Nechosim, Merkinian, and these Chadoshim. Oh, but it's not finished yet. Yito bohen ador. You should plant ador. If you pack a plant, your ador well, and want to grow and steig an ador, that's a giloy. That's a giloy on all the nechassim. But what's taket pshat? It's not because it's soiv zman. It's a chizik. That's not the nekuda. Ador is aleph dor. We want to make this world a mokum of shechina for the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what always parashas ador comes out. Chodesh ador comes out during these parashas of the Mishkan. Because the Yisoyin is Taka Aleph Dor, V'odur Beineyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live amongst us. Aleph, Alufei Shel Oilom, Dor. He wants to be living amongst us. And that's why it's a Zman Simcha. Kipshutai. A person is besimcha. I've left mit a Bashefer. I've left with a million of other things. And he's pulling in a tug of war from other things. He's going to be miserable. Or Zarua la Tzadik, Ula Yishrei Lev. If someone has Yashra Salev, he's off the Richtige Weg. Simcha. That's the Simcha of Ad. It's the Poshet. Aleph, Dor, Ula Yishrei Lev. Simcha. Good.